The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, we talked a little movies, we talked a little TV, we talked about how I didn't die, and Peyton Manning and Rockets, all available on podcastarena.com. And apparently that's what you guys care about. So 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people telling me I should give Walking Dead another try. Not happening. Not happening.
Yeah, after this episode, I wouldn't recommend it to anyone either.
But a lot of people say, oh, it's still the best show on TV. Well, it wasn't to me, and that's okay. As long as you enjoy it, keep watching it. Let's try, let's get a couple phone calls in, and then we'll move on from this. Lowen, you were on The Blitz. What's up?
Yes, sir. Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Two questions, quick. One with the Rockets. If you guys could explain to me, I'm 46 years old, huge sports fan, but I don't understand the numbers. If they're going to trade, if Dwight's going to get traded and he's making $20 million or $22 million, this guy's making less than a million, how do they work that out over long term? And secondly, on the Peyton Manning issue, I have one. My only question is, what? I had a guy in college who put it in a donut box, and he walked to the student center and offered girls donuts. And when they opened up the box, there it was through one of the donut holes, and it was a joke, and everybody laughed. And if he wasn't Peyton Manning and he wasn't worth what he's worth, would she be going after somebody that was an average guy like me 20 years later that's not worth billions of dollars?
But would an average guy be writing a book and using her name in the book, I guess, yeah, is kind of the other part of that. I don't know. I don't. It's tough, man. I think it's something we should. It's easy for me to say. She should be over it if it really bummed her out. It seems like, all right, hey, that's, I'm sorry it was hard on you. Let's move on, though. But it's a lot easier for me to say than it is if she really thinks that she was, you know, hurt by this,
scarred for life.
Yeah, and I'm not one who can, you know, speak on how it affected someone else.
Patrick, you're on The Blitz. Go, sir.
Doing today?
We're doing sports, man.
All right. I wanted to just talk quickly about, I think it was AJ making the point that labeling this as sexual assault is dangerous because they all fall on one big umbrella, and you're talking how murder is murder. Well, you know, there are different levels of murder. You got your involuntary manslaughter, your voluntary, your negligent homicide.
Manslaughter and murder are different.
Yeah, manslaughter and murder are the same thing.
Well, no, I completely agree, and that's why I think it's dangerous to label everything as sexual assault. What they're talking about Peyton doing is completely different than intentionally robbing someone of their purity or something like that for their rape. I mean, it's entirely different. So I think you're right on point.
Yeah, I mean, this...
It's not the same as what happened to Ed Norton in American History X.
No, no.
That's the point I was trying to make.
I mean, as someone who's been violently raped, if they would feel differently about, you know, their outlook on life, if instead of being violently raped, the dude had just pulled their dong out and showed it to him, I'm going to guess that they would probably prefer that to have happened. Right, and I'm not saying it's like, no, like no, it's no, not it's like it's not a stupid ass thing to do.
It was stupid.
Clearly,
there's
it's
no
stupid
question. Yeah,
and I'm not defending the behavior. I'm just saying 20 years later, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's try Tyler. Get into some Rockets talk. What's up, Tyler?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We're doing sports.
Awesome, awesome. Glad to be back on. I just wanted to call in Hassan Whiteside, man. I really like him to the Rockets, but my whole issue is, I mean, he's been just about to every D-League team he can think of, man. He bounced around the D-League, got drafted second round by Sacramento, you know, and he's had one full year, you know, of success. You know, and I know it's a defensive success, you know, you can't deny that he's really, really good. It's just a matter of, was he grown into his body or why didn't people recognize him sooner?
I think Hassan Whiteside played pretty well last season, too.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, he was a young guy who it took him a while to be ready, I guess. You know, he played, I don't want to say he played small school ball, but he played at Marshall, which isn't, you know, it's not North Carolina. And again, a lot of these most second round picks don't go straight to the league after they're drafted. Most of them spend some time in the D League. That's pretty standard.
And guys develop over time. Some guys improve their games. We see it all the time. And
that's what the D League's for.
Yeah, exactly. And especially big men, the time to develop in college is not what it used to be. So that D League works out where guys, sometimes they grow into their body, sometimes they get better. And answer the question from the caller a couple back, how you would make a trade like that
work.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot to answer that. But for one thing, they're only under contract. Well, Dwight's under contract beyond this, but he's going to opt out. So you can assume they're only under contract for this year. You have to take salaries back to match.
And that's why I said Haslam, Anderson, Ding, yeah. Ding's like a little over a $10 million guy. Birdman's around $5 million and Haslam's around $3 million. So when you put all that money together, they're about right.
Let's try Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Sports
to you.
I got a question about, okay, this Dwight Howard trade. What do you think if we were to trade him to Phoenix for a lottery pick and Tyson Chandler, or to Philly for one of those bigs they got in some cash? I'm going to hang up and listen to y'all talk. I love the show, man.
Thank you. First of all, Philly doesn't want him because Philly doesn't want anybody who's going to make them better.
Yeah.
Secondly, no one's sending you cash along with him either. And again, this is Phoenix. We know Dwight Howard's not going to stay in Phoenix. So it's not like they'd be trading for him to keep. I just don't see. I mean, they just signed a long-term deal with him. I think they're happy to have Tyson Chandler in Phoenix. What did he say? Like a 4-year deal, something like
that?
This is the first year of it.
Yeah.
I think they wanted him. They wanted to keep him around. So I don't think they plan on moving him.
Yeah.
And when they signed him, obviously they signed him in hopes that LaMarcus Aldridge was going to follow, and he didn't. And maybe that's what you see. But again, this goes back to, do the Rockets want Tyson Chandler? And do the Rockets want a $52 million contract on the books when they've got Clint Capella, who they believe is the future of the position for their franchise? I don't know.
Probably not. So, let's try...
How old's Tyson Chandler anyway?
He's getting up there. I mean, that's... I don't know exactly, but I think he's over 30.
He's got to be by now.
Let's try...
He's 33.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that.
The dude was drafted in 2001.
Man.
I mean, that's a long time ago. A lot of the guys that were drafted in that class have long since retired. Shane Battier.
Exactly. Let's try Roosevelt. What's up, Roosevelt?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're doing sports, man. What's up?
Hey, man, I just want to make a comment. This is about how some of these athletes, you know, get away just because of entitlement, such as Johnny Manziel, who he is. I think that he should have been arrested immediately for kidnapping, assaulting that young lady. And the thing so far as Peyton Manning, I feel as though sexual assault is sexual assault. For instance, the guy who was playing the prank, the Alabama fan, the teabag, the LSU fan, I think he got about 7 years for sexual assault, even though he was only doing a prank. So what makes his prank different than Peyton Manning's prank?
I don't know.
And hey, man, has been getting away simple entitlement forever. Nobody said anything. They called Cam Newton a sore loser after the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning walked off the field when he lost to New Orleans. Didn't shake anybody on the hands field. Nothing was ever said.
No, there was something said. There was something said on the show, and we talked about it last week. But again, comparing what Peyton Manning did when he was 19 to what Johnny Manziel just did, where he ruptured some chick's eardrum and kidnapped her, that's totally different. I'm sure Peyton Manning has a sense of entitlement. I'm sure. But, I don't know. I also thought that guy that LSU Bama thing where the guy like dropped his balls on the guy that was sleeping's head, that dude shouldn't have been in trouble. I mean, the guy was drunk. It's drunk, stupid stuff.
Yeah, that's not. I mean, I thought that was way too punitive. But and the reason they didn't arrest Manziel on the spot is because they're investigating it. And if they find out that there's enough to arrest him, they damn sure will. But, you know, these things aren't cut and dried, man. Ask any lawyer, ask any police officer who has to deal with an investigation. And you have to have enough to be able to arrest a guy. And you can't go by what you read on Twitter and what angry person says on Facebook. And you have to actually investigate it. And if they find out that he did do all that stuff, then, yeah, he's going to get arrested.
Yeah.
And he should be. Not saying these guys shouldn't face punishment when they deserve it, but let's not convict them until, you know, let's not convict them for something from 20 years ago. And let's not, you know, say this guy's automatically guilty until you get the full story.
Yeah.
Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Get back to your phone calls in just a second. But let's give away some more seats to the poker tournament. You're going to win a seat to the Blitz Spring Poker Classic this Thursday at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. All players must register to play by 6:45. The top 25 in the qualifier win a seat in the final round and a chance to win the Nuts Grand Prize Pack. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. We'll take callers 7, 8, and 9. You're playing poker Thursday. All right, let's blast through a couple phone calls here, and then if you guys really want to get into this, and we'll let you do it. Lamont. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, fellas. How's it going, man?
It's going sports, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to get into the Peyton thing. I look at this story. I'm not about to get ready and try Peyton Manning in the court of public opinion 20 years after the fact. When I look at this story, you guys know I'm about to go with it. Like, man, that's just more proof. And the last caller pretty much was trying to get to it. Pretty much the proof to how the media pick and choose who they want to do things to. We listen to stories about Johnny Manziel doing autographs before he became what he is now. We hear Malik probably smoke some weed or something like that. You know, Peyton is a good boy. I mean, he's nice. I mean, he's an all-American, true American hero. It just really funny to me how people, I can bring up Winston, but Winston did have some other things going on, or Cam Newton taking a laptop. The media pick and choose, and we're not stupid. You guys know what I know. You guys have the media in general has great influence to shape these fans that look for the lowest common denominator, something to go on. And to me, it's more of an indictment on the media than it'll ever be on Peyton Manning at this point. In my opinion, I'm not going to try him 20 years after the fact just because he did something silly in college. That's stupid. If the media was doing their job, he would have got the business back then. That's all I have, fellas, and I'm out.
That's a good point. I mean, it's not my job to like try and pull some investigation on something that they should have figured out 20 years ago.
Well, and when this should have been settled was when he wrote about it in the book. That's when it should have, you know, people should have said, wait a minute, what the hell is this, man?
I was in high school when this happened.
God, oh, where was I? I wasn't in high school, I can say that safely. All right, we'll do one more on this, and then we'll move on. Mike, what's up, Mike?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I was calling about the Peyton Manning thing as well. I mean, is it wrong to think that it's pretty funny that what went on?
I mean,
in my opinion, I thought it was pretty funny.
It's juvenile.
I guess it's
funny in the same way that someone taking a dump in the urinal in the porta potty that Fred had to go in is funny. Like it's kind of funny that someone saw it, but at the same time, it's funny if you're into potty humor and such, which I am. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, I don't know. I'm sure Peyton Manning regrets it happening because now it's a giant pain in his ass, and he doesn't need that.
Yeah, I guess it just. I mean, is it wrong of you to think it's funny? Yeah, maybe, but I mean, if that's your sense of humor, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to call you a bad guy for thinking it's funny. Yeah. I could see it being funny.
All right, let's try Mark. What's up, Mark?
Hey, so I wanted to talk about how very likely this Hassan Whiteside trade is and why, as far as financial and basketball wise. But another caller raised a question that I think a lot of people are having is. Why has Hassan Whiteside came out of nowhere this last year? Like, where was he the first several years of his career?
He was in the D League.
You know, I just like to shed some light on that for some of the listeners. He was drafted by the Kings the same year that DeMarcus Cousins was drafted, and he had some maturity issues at the time, just like DeMarcus Cousins did, which is kind of weird they got drafted together. But I think the biggest reason that you didn't see a lot of him in the NBA. Was when he came into the league, he was built like a baby deer, a newborn deer. Like he was bony, man. He was 7 foot tall, and he was still a great shot blocker. I think he averaged 5 blocks a game in college, but he was just so thin that he didn't have the frame to play in the NBA. So, you know, he got waived after 2 seasons with the Kings. Then he went to go play with the D League. He actually had a stint with the Rio Grande Valley Vipers, which is where the Rockets probably first got a good, you know, first got their eyes on him, but. Even then, he was still very, very slight of frame. He played overseas in China, and I think he played in Lebanon as well. And then the reason that he's had this impact that he had is whenever he joined the Miami Heat last season, or in 2014, he came in at 265 pounds. That is not a small man by any means. He's huge right now. I think he's even bigger, upper body-wise, almost as big or bigger than Dwight. He's got very small legs, but I think that's the major reason that he's kind of just come out of nowhere and actually been effective in the NBA.
Well, he's put on a good 30, 35 pounds since he's been drafted. I mean, that's a big part of it. But again, I think a lot of these guys, how many guys are drafted in the second round that are immediate impact guys? First of all, how many of them ever have an impact, period? But, I mean, if they do, it's because they go somewhere and they develop them. A lot of these... that's why you see a lot of second-round picks being used on guys overseas and things like that because they're not guys you're expecting to come in and help you right away. And like the caller mentioned, they draft him in the same draft as DeMarcus Cousins. It's clear that they were looking at him as a project guy. And sometimes projects take longer than you expect.
Well, look at Patrick Beverley. He had to go play in Russia, and then he comes over and he winds up starting, which doesn't mean he's a great player, but he's a better player now than he was. And guys do that sometimes. Jay says, I'm going to let you form your own opinions, but before forming a conclusion, research the author of the Peyton Manning thing. I already did. The guy's just a troll, but thanks for letting me form my own opinion. I appreciate that. Michael, being the only Heat fan in Texas who was a fan before LeBron and Shaq, how do you think Miami will fare with this trade? I don't think it's a big net gain for the Heat. I really don't.
That's why I don't see who it helps either way.
It's just changing pieces around.
Yeah.
You're trying to change your chemistry around.
And I honestly think it probably hurts both teams for the rest of this year.
It could. I could see that, yeah. So 713-780-ESPN. All right, one more phone call and then we're gonna move on to some other stuff. Warren.
Hey, Hey, what's up, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I got a question. A couple of weeks ago, I commute from Louisiana to Texas, so I catch you guys all the time. And I seen where ESPN came out with the top 50 greatest basketball players of all time. And I just want to get you guys' take. It was some guys that they thought should have made it and things of that nature and some names shuffled around. I just want to see what you guys have to say about why Scottie Pippen. At least I didn't see or hear, but why Scottie Pippen wasn't on that list. I mean, in Scottie Pippen day, I know he was overwhelmed with Michael Jordan and everything was Jordan and come fly with me and all that good stuff, but you look at what Pippen did and his numbers, I think he should be on that list. And that's all I got to say. Thanks, guys.
I mean, listen, we kind of talked about this list last week on Friday when they put out the top 10, but it's all, and even just doing the top 10, it's a matter of who you like, you know, whose game do you like? And it's hard for me to fault anybody for, you know, for leaving anyone off or putting someone in that they didn't think belonged. I could have sworn that Scottie Pippen was on that list though. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I'd have to look back. But I thought that he was on that list.
I think the biggest beef people had was Kobe not in the top 10. And
well, who would you take out?
And that's the thing when you go look at those guys, and these things are so subjective. I wouldn't. It's funny. Obviously, they're struggling for content at ESPN right now because this morning they were doing like their top 5 dunkers of all time, and even that was it's. It's ridiculous to me that they automatically put Jordan on any list of any kind.
Right.
And they put him on that list. I'm kind of like, really, guys? It's just second overall. And some of this is just the myths that have been created about certain players over the years. And, you know, and that's the thing. The Jordan was great. And I think most people would say consensus number one. He should be number one. But he wasn't infallible. He wasn't perfect. He wasn't the, you know, this magical unicorn that everybody's created him to be. And so from that perspective, if you think he's that great, then you take a look at Pippen and you say, maybe he's not. Maybe Pippen doesn't belong on that list. But then you go look at the year where they didn't have him, and Pippen was pretty damn good. They were still pretty good. So
yeah, just kind of scrolling through this list. I mean, again, I haven't seen the whole thing. But when I see Vince Carter is on the list at like number 70, it's almost impossible for me to believe that Scottie Pippen didn't make that list somewhere.
Yeah, he's got to be up there. But that dunk list was just silly to have Jordan second. I'm sorry.
By the way, who do they have number one? Vince Carter?
Vince Carter, which I
should be.
I would still have Dominique Wilkins number one, but I would have. Well, he was
I'd have Dominique number two. I trust me, I've seen all Dominique's dunks. Dominique was playing when I first got into the NBA.
But there's some guys that weren't on there, like Larry Nance, for instance, who won a couple of slam dunk titles back when you had guys who could dunk.
By the way, I also thought that the dunk contest was BS.
Yeah?
I think the wrong guy won.
Honestly,
that's the first time I've watched, like, and the only reason I watched the dunk contest is because Twitter was going crazy about it.
Yeah.
So I recorded the replay because I watched the three-point shootout and then stopped. And then I just didn't care about the dunk contest because it's been so crappy for so long. That's the best dunk contest I've seen in a long, long time, but they got it wrong. That's the wrong guy won.
By the way, Scottie Pippen came in at number 25.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Come on. 25 is good.
That seems about right. Yeah. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Try to get some phone calls in here. Let's try Lanny. What's up, Lanny?
Hey, guys. Poker.
Hey, sports.
And sports. Listen, two things. One, they had a top 50 list that came out like 12, 15, 16 years ago. Obviously, the list's going to change. Maybe John can look up the other one, too, just to see how it changed. But there's far better players in the league now that there were with marginal players whenever they made the last list. So stuff's going to move, change. People are going to drop off. But that's not the main reason I called. You guys talk about Howard going somewhere else and not helping. If another team uses him correctly, he will help. He needs 20 touches a game, and I'm trying to understand. Oh, I know why he doesn't get 20 touches a game. Because James Harden is greedy. Wow, I figured it out. Okay, that's the problem. He needs 20 touches a game.
Yeah, I don't know if Dwight needs 20 touches a game anymore, though, because I don't think Dwight is the two-way player that he used to be. You know, I think Dwight is so limited offensively that, I mean, he's more of a defensive specialist. And the other thing is, he's not a young man anymore. He's not as good as he was when he was in Orlando or even maybe even in his L.A. days. I mean, there's clearly been some diminishing skills going on, and that happens. You know, that happens to every player. But that's I don't know that getting Dwight a lot more touches is suddenly going to make him more effective. I don't know if that's
well,
the case.
I think if they did it the right way, which kind of to his point, if you pick and roll with him, he's still very effective. Problem is they don't do it enough.
Yeah.
And you can't post him up and expect him to be Akeem and make a move on somebody. You have to pick and roll with him. And he doesn't really like the pick and roll, but that's where he's effective. So, yeah, if you get him on the right team with a really good pick and roll guard, I think you're going to get a lot more offense out of him than what you're seeing from the Rockets. But that's, you know, and who knows if that's going to happen. Tracy said, what did you think of the soundtrack and use of music in Deadpool? I thought it was awesome. Reynolds' personal faves. I thought the music was great. There just wasn't anything about that movie that I would change or complain about. I just thought it was fantastic. And the wife, of course, loved the reference to Regina. So there is a Regina reference.
Regina.
You haven't seen it yet, right?
No, I haven't.
You'll love it. I mean, it really is fantastic. John, I'm surprised you haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to go see it later this week.
What'd you do for Valentine's Day, John?
We didn't do too much. One of Teresa's friend's birthday was over the weekend. Or not over the weekend, but we went to Austin for a day trip and came back. And we ate some crawfish last night with her family.
With her family?
Yeah, she wants to save some money, so we didn't want to do anything elaborate.
Interesting. What are you saving money for?
No reason.
Uh-huh. I got a guess.
No reason.
Okay. There's always a reason. You don't just want to save money just for no reason.
No, you know. You know, with my HBO money, you know, I could spend money like water, you know.
Okay.
But no, we wanted to save some money.
Right. All right. Just curious.
What did you do?
I went to a park yesterday with my whole family to Brazos Bend State Park and just hiked around all day.
That's a cool place.
Then went and ate Mexican food for dinner, and that was pretty much it. There was no romance. None. My wife is sick. So she's got, like, I had to go buy her some Aleve D today. That was my big romantic gesture.
Oh, yeah, Teresa's sick too, so.
Yeah.
There was nothing. Man, we were both so dead from that stupid race that she insisted we do. That was Valentine's Day for us. Me trying to figure out how I'm getting out of this marriage now. I'm that irritated. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Amir. What's up, Amir?
Hello?
Sports.
Hello?
Sports.
You're on, man. Go.
Hello?
Okay, that's enough.
Thanks for the
call, Amir. You get one of those. You get to three, you're gone. Yeah. Where's Keyboard Cat? All right. A couple of things. Couple guys who apparently are available in trade, and obviously these won't work for the Rockets, but I'm just curious if you think they'll actually get moved. Blake Griffin, we've talked about a little bit. Do you see him getting moved?
I think it's going to be difficult.
I kind of agree.
I mean, I think there's a lot of there's a lot of people who would love him. And I guess the Cavs are kind of a conversation starter. But the Nuggets rejected their deal. I mean, because this is the deal. I mean, Blake Griffin's got one more year left on his deal. And then he's going to be gone. He's not staying in Denver. Let's face it. Blake Griffin's not going to be in Denver.
No. Unless he likes weed.
So they're not going to give up their whole roster to bring Blake Griffin in for another year and a half. The Cavs make sense to me because the Cavs, they don't want draft picks. They don't want expiring contracts. They don't want depth. They want to trade Kevin Love for another star player that fits what they want to do better. That makes sense, you know. Yeah. And Kevin Love being in LA makes sense. That one, there's a lot of, and you know, if Blake stays and if he goes to Cleveland and has some success there, that's a place you could picture him staying, even though it's Cleveland. But as long as LeBron James is in Cleveland, you know, it's not like being in Cleveland, you know?
Yeah.
That's like being in a marquee market as long as LeBron James is around. So that's the one place I could see him going. Other than that, I'm going to go no.
What about Ricky Rubio, who is apparently available from the Timberwolves?
It's a guy who would make some sense for a few teams.
Yeah.
It makes sense the Timberwolves want to move him, too.
He plays okay defense, good passer, not much of a scorer.
No.
On the right team, I think he'd be a very, very useful piece. And frankly, I think he'd be a real nice piece for the Rockets. They just don't have the assets to trade for a guy like that. But because, I mean, that's kind of what they need is a point guard who plays some defense and can pass. But, you know, who knows how much you'd get the ball with James Harden there. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in.
By the way, a team that I could see making a move for Ricky Rubio would be the Knicks, who have been in that point guard market.
And that's a team that's come up the most with him. We come back, we'll have a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day and a lot more good stuff.
All right, guys, got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement stepping up efforts with these no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. A lot of people were out and about last night for Valentine's Day. Maybe you got accused of DWI. Even if you are accused of DWI, even if you failed the test the police gave you, don't despair. There's still hope. Those machines, the breath test machine, not even warranted fit for testing on humans. It makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and then destroys the evidence that it checks, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Failing that test is not the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with that machine. Same as the blood test. Juries will see that this isn't the same kind of science that doctors use to test blood. They're not even testing the actual blood. They're testing the air above the blood. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests. He's also one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI or DUI, you need to call Attorney Gary Trichter. Don't trust your future to just any old Joe out of the phone book. Put his number on your cell phone now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010. 524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. But before we get to your phone calls, actually, I have to tell you, play poker with the Blitz. We're qualifying players each Thursday to play in the finals. The winner take alls in the finals gets the Nuts prize pack, which includes a 55-inch LED HD TV, a sports ticker from fantasysportstickers.com, whiskey aging barrel from Deep South Barrels, box of cigars courtesy of Sirius Cigars, and $1,000 to Zadok's Jewelers. Listen to us to win a secured seat or come out to Dave and Buster's to register. So basically the way this works is if you win a seat on air, You're guaranteed a spot as long as you get there by 6:45. If you don't, come on out. We'll do our best to get you in. We didn't have to turn anybody away Thursday, so this is a great prize pack you're playing for. So give it a, you know, get signed up. Come on out. Have fun. All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Sometimes we have themes develop on the show. And last week we kind of had an animal theme develop.
Yeah.
And it was animal versus animal. Well, we go to Australia where probably two of your least favorite things are snakes and spiders, I would say.
Yeah, spiders I don't mind as much, but snakes are vile creatures to me.
So if you had a fight between a snake and a spider, you would probably root for the spider.
Yeah, although I would think the odds were long unless it was some super poisonous spider.
Well, the odds obviously were pretty long, but apparently a daddy long-legged spider, not a small one now, this thing's about 6 inches long, it looks like.
In Australia, spiders are gigantic.
Yeah, he was in Australia, but apparently
everything's bigger in Texas except spiders compared to Australia.
Right, right. But apparently he beat a brown snake in New South Wales and had him wrapped up in his web.
Nice.
And there's a picture of it, but the spider defeated the venomous snake. Farmer Patrick Lees said he was astonished to discover the expired reptile. See, I love the way they write things, the expired reptile. Dangling from a web at his outback home. The snake was already dead. I made sure of that before I took the photo because apparently they have very quick bites and very deadly venom. So his photo has proved a huge hit in the country, well known for its array of fearsome animals. But so here's another in the animal versus in the animal kingdom world, basically. Spider 1, snake 0.
Nice.
So, congratulations, and that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I'm going to try a couple more phone calls, and hopefully it'll improve. Listen, I know we have a lot of new listeners, and so every now and then I think it's good to reset this, but the way we like to do our calls, get in, make a good point, get out, then we respond. It's the Blitz. It's not the Cover 2. It's not the Zone. Get in, get out fast, okay? So we'll try that with Connor. What's up, Connor?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Connor. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, I just want to talk about how it's absolutely unbelievable that Dwight Howard has been in the league this long and has been unable to develop an offensive post move with his back turned to the basket. And when you're analyzing that, especially with him becoming a free agent next year, I just don't see an upside realistically for a lot of teams to go out and acquire him with this big contract. So I was kind of wondering what teams you guys think will be interested in him, and do you think Capella could fill the spot of a big man for the Rockets next year?
Well, he'll be lesser defensively, obviously. As far as Dwight's game and never developing that move, they tried everything. I mean, some guys just aren't. What Dwight Howard's offensive game is imagine if Shaq was 60 pounds lighter. I mean, he wouldn't have been nearly as dominant of a player. Shaq was just so humongous that it didn't really matter that he wasn't that skilled of an offensive player. He was just bigger and stronger and could do what he wanted to do. Dwight has a lot of similarities to his game that Shaq did. He's just not as much of a physical freak of nature. So there's a lot more limitation to what he can do offensively. I mean, there are going to be teams interested in Dwight Howard. It's just a matter of if he – I think most people have figured out kind of what I've been saying for a while is Dwight Howard is no longer going to be looked at as – an elite big man. He's now going to be looked at more as a specialist, and at this point, an aging specialist at that.
Yeah, except guys who aren't max players wind up getting max deals. He's going to get a deal. And he's going to get a deal from somebody like that because teams are stupid, and they're going to have stupid money to spend because the cap's about to go through the roof.
Yeah.
So if you make a mistake now with a guy like that, it's not that big a deal. I mean, it's just money out of your pocket. So, yeah, he's going to get a deal. And, yeah, that's the one thing I would say about guys like this. And say, well, why would anyone want him? Well, somebody will want him because he's still an effective player. He'll get overpaid, but that's going to be the cost.
Teams that would be interested, you don't think Chicago would be interested in him? When Joakim Noah leaves, which he inevitably is going to leave.
Right.
He's not happy with this new coaching staff. He's not happy with the organization in general. I mean, do you feel like, I mean, Dwight Howard, he's the similarities between those guys aren't too far off when you think about what they give you on each end of the court. Dwight might be a better offensive player than Joakim Noah. I don't know how they would use him with Derrick Rose or if Derrick Rose will even be around for that matter. But I think that's a good fit. I think the Pelicans would be a good fit if you could get him in there with Anthony Davis. So there's a lot of teams that would find a use for him. It's just a matter of if Dwight wants to be there long term. There's a lot that goes into it. I know Dwight would like to be in Atlanta, and they look intent on moving on from Al Horford. So, but is Atlanta looking to sign a guy like him to long term money? I just don't know. This is an older guy who has a long history of injuries. You're right, not everyone's going to be a suitor, but there's always going to be someone out there looking for him.
All right, let's take a quick break. 1 hour to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.